Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. The God word of life is peace. A heart of peace is at peace and give life to the body. Proverbs 14 and 30. Okay, thank you for another day. Blessed, beautiful day. You have did for us and waking us up this morning. You didn't have to, but you did. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our homes and our jobs and Artists International's opportunity for to make us without our no way just because you are your God all by yourself. We are thankful this morning for the children. May you continue to bless us in order for us to move forward. Pray for the D.S. De Leon family and Artists International. A special thanks for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and her bereavement at this time, Lord. Pray for the speakers about to download information to us this morning in telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for the TMC family and guests. We want to pray for the nursing home, hospitals, and the bereavement family this morning, Brother Lance and Sister Twyla Ford, and on and on. May you know the peace in every way we give. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
All right, Ms. Minister Cynthia, yes, this is one of the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa. I'm honored to stand in as the host this morning. Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Looking on the board, I see a lot of new numbers. Thank you for joining us, and thank you to those who've been with us since day one. Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pacola K. Roberts, and I were honored to start this journey of the Master's Call back on October 25th in 2010. So we have been journeying a little over 5.5 years and are grateful to God each and every weekday morning. Be it a regular weekday, a holiday, we don't take a day off to come together to glorify our Lord and Savior. We thank you for pressing to hear a word as the buffet table is spread. We pray something is said or done that will encourage, edify, and inspire and enhance your day. We have a scripture that we base this call off on, Psalms 88:13, and it talks simply about early in the morning. And for many of you, this is an early, especially our West Coast family. Early in the morning, we're coming together to seek the face of God, not just his hand, but his mind and his heart. And we are so grateful that you have decided to be a part of the journey. And what has yoked and knitted and bound our hearts together is a Christian nutritional company called Artists International. And Artists International was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, Antonio Diaz de Leon, got laid off. I tell you, sometimes what we think is a setback is the best setup for the future, and got laid off at 50 years old and began this company that still stands strong today based on three tenets of first faith. That's what birth the Master's Call, then family, familia. Oh, we're a different kind of company because our hearts are all about caring and sharing. And then thirdly, the lifestyle that is created by God's people, putting God first. So thank you for being a part of this Master's Call first thing this morning. And if you're not familiar with Artists, get back with the person that invited you to this call so you can learn more about this phenomenal company. Speaking of this phenomenal company, we are encouraging all roads to head toward Houston, Texas, or what we call around here H-Town, June 10th and 11th here in Houston at the Sheraton out by the George Bush Airport. Please visit your back office where all the details are. We are excited about convening together to learn, to be empowered, to keep that second tenet of family going, where we share and care about the health and wealth of all those in our circle of influence. So hopefully by now you've got the days off, getting the babysitters in place, getting the finances in order so that we can all hug your neck here in the Houston Metroplex area, June 10th and 11th of this year. We're in the midst of a campaign. I know many of you all are Cancun bound, and many of you all qualified. And if you didn't hear the call yesterday, we're so excited. Our VP of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Clement Boyd, made some exceptions that if you didn't meet the qualifications of bringing in three new people and getting the value points you needed, they're going to help folks out for the month of April. So make sure you visit your back office and learn all about the promotions and all the exciting things that are going on in artists in this time. We also want to stop, and I personally want to ask you to please keep our other co-founder in prayer. Dr. T.K. Roberts has been battling, winning, but battling a double pneumonia for over a month. And yesterday they memorialized and celebrated the life of her husband's brother, the oldest, Elder Riley Roberts, did his homegoing celebration. And she was unable to attend due to health challenges. But we just know the Roberts family needs our prayers. And we are familiar. And the Master Call family, I'm asking you specifically to lift her up. Please don't call. We're trying to get her to follow that four-letter word, rest. But if you would text her or Facebook her, I'm sure she will get the message. And I just want her to feel the love and utmost feel the prayers of her Master's Call family. We've had other people we love have family members transition. Keep all of them in prayer. We're going to go right on to the Word of God because I am so honored and humbled with the team. And it's a team effort. Teamwork does make this dream, this mission, this mandate possible each and every morning. Even though Dr. P.K. Roberts and I had the vision, we needed hands and legs and feet so if he could keep it going. And we have had a phenomenal team. The people you hear coming on every morning, we say a big thanks to Minister Cynthia Cox out of Boogie Down Bronx for greeting each and every one of you with the Spirit of the Lord. There's room at the table if you would like to be a greeter. We welcome you. This is not an elitist group. We want all of our artist family, Master's Call family, to plug in and be a part of what we're doing. If you want to host, I'm stepping in today. You are always welcome to host. If there's a word in your belly and you're part of this artist family, we would love to have a word from the Lord shared with our artist family. If you contact us at info@themasterscall.net, myself or our phenomenal speaker this morning, our prayer general, will get back in touch with you as soon as possible. Let me tell you a little bit about this mouthpiece as she's coming this morning. You've heard her on the call, both calls, the new morning motivational call and this call. And before I introduce her, you can tell her I used to do this all the time. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And I'm excited to be a part of that team that has taken the baton from our godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And it is a phenomenal call at 7:30. Really starting at 7:35 a.m. Central Standard Time each weekday morning. And that number is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865. And that PIN code is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. We're encouraging every member of our artist family, you come on this call and get your spiritual burning, then we want you to cross over and get that educational, informational learning on the new morning motivational call. All righty, let me tell you a little bit about this prayer general, this phenomenal, this awesome woman of God who I love dearly and do consider her one of our spiritual daughters. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. That's why we call her the Mississippi Queen. God took our minister, Brenda Terrell, under his wings when she was just 12 years of age. Now, her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was just 16. But through life and God's grace, she graduated as an honor roll student and received her associate's degree in business. Minister Brenda is married to the handsome Freddie Terrell, and they moved to Texas where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. And there she was part of a Spirit-filled Baptist church, and Brenda did receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and has become an intercessor. She loves to pray, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others and their gifts that God has given them. Minister Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and her three grandbabies, her grandsons, Jaya, Brent, and Brendan. Now, throughout the years of God's blessing, Miss Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects in her life, from deliverance to healing, including when the Lord intervened and touched her when she was attacked with stroke symptoms. Not once, but twice. Is not her favorite words true? God is faithful. Now she's back to her roots, where Minister Brenda resides at Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a minister and member, of the Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is a senior pastor. She is a very active artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And at most, she's looking forward to the greater things in Christ Jesus with her beloved husband, Freddie, of 36 years. I am honored she has served with the spirit of excellence and just has been excited about being our prayer general. I know I took some of your minutes, so you take some of mine on the back end. I want to introduce to some and present to others who we love dearly. Minister Brenda Terrell, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you, and you could take all the time you need. I tell you, I'm praying over this animal back here barking, so excuse the background. God,
we want to hear it. We want to hear it, so go ahead.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for being such a wonderful woman of God and being a great mentor to the body of Christ and especially to me. And I thank God for your cordial introduction. I love and appreciate you. I want to thank Minister Cynthia Cox for seating and greeting everyone this morning, and I thank God for you as well. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is always in my prayers, and I so glorify God for her. She is my Mississippi sister, and I thank God for her being a blessing to the masses. And I give God glory for you allowing me to share here this platform. So we're going to go right into it. Good morning, TMC family. And I will be speaking to you on Count It All Joy. Count it all joy. Now, you know, James 1 and 2 says, 2 and 3 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Now, you know, this scripture is a mouthful. It was a mouthful when I first read it and in the fullness after giving my life over to Christ, you know, and I said, okay, count it all joy. Because King James Version said, when you fall into diverse temptations. And back then, you know, I'm going, okay, I think I can do this. But actually didn't mean it because my way of handling the temptations intervened. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. I think we all do. We got our way of handling different trials, tribulations, temptations, and what have you. But it's a process. And first of all, we got to admit, when the author said, my brethren, he meant he was really talking to the believers. The body of Christ, the spirit-filled, the ones who's going to look to the author and the finisher of their faith. And let's face it, how often have you seen a non-believer smile and peacefully flow through the tests and trials of life? Think about it. Did you handle it well before you were saved? Trials usually consist of difficult situations that bring pain, discouragement, discomfort, even anguish. But God would have me meditating on that scripture often. And while I was meditating on it, he was working with me. So many may have encountered a situation at their workplace where someone caused a problem for them that jeopardized their job. They allowed their blood to get warm and felt that they had to get that person straight right then and there. Sounds familiar? Well, you know, when you're in Christ Jesus, you can allow the Holy Spirit to direct you on how to handle the situation. And he will do it. He will sometimes say, be still and know that I am God. Pray for them that despitefully use you. And under his guidance, he'll make your enemies your footstool. And you must leave it at Jesus' feet, okay, because it's a faith thing. Now, anyone can count it all joy and count something joyful when it is when things are going his or her way. When everything is going your way, it's easy to smile. It's easy to kick up your heels and say, glory to God, how good God is. But when things begin to go contrary to the way you want them to go, sometimes it's a little difficult to express joy. So let me just interact a few little keys, if you will, on counting it all joy. Number one, realize within your being who you are in Christ Jesus. It's so important. It's so important because he made you the head and not the tail. Remember, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher and greater than our thoughts. So pray that we continue to walk in the wisdom of God as the sons and daughters of God. Joy being the fruit of the Spirit, we'll notice that with our rebirth, the force of joy was placed inside of us. It's nothing that we had already. It was something that God had given us. And this joy is not based on circumstances, but the assurance that we're victorious in all things through Christ Jesus. So once that's penetrated in our souls, we realize that the trials aren't as harsh as we made them because we've totally put our trust in God. And it's a process, people. It is a process. Romans 8:18 says the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. So the second point I want to make is pinpoint the real perpetrator, okay? One of the first things that you have to do is have joy in the midst of temptations, tests, or trials, is to find out where temptations, tests, trials come from and who is the originator of them. And you need to know these things or you will not be able to function in joy as the scripture commands. The flesh always wants to take over. And it's not the person or the people, but it's the evil one. And it is not God. Okay, a lot of people blame this on God. James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. It is evident that the enemy is already defeated. However, the tactics he used to set us up to fall are constant and disturbing. And Jesus declared, remember, he declared, all power is in his hands. Therefore, we are more than conquerors in any given situation. We're already more than conquerors. The fight is finished. It's been won. And when the times come where we communicate with humans with disorderly demeanors, we don't have to get at their level to handle the matter. We can be firm, confident, intelligent, and with integrity and allow God to shine through each and every situation, each and every time. And he will. Remember, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, beware. The word says that Satan comes immediately, which means right after the word is sown, to steal the word that was sown in our hearts. And that's according to Mark 4. Jesus said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy always attacks your mind, you know, especially within your artist business. If it's not flowing the way you want it, he wants us to blame the shortage of certain products and different situations that's going on within in our team and all that junk. But for instance, with that, the shortage of products, we don't have to look at different situations like that. We need to go on and look in the mirror and ask that person, what more can you do? So when we are coming against these trials and tribulations, we have to be still and acknowledge God and say, direct me, before we open our mouths, because we don't want our mouths to go before our thinking in a lot of situations, especially in these situations. Be prayerful is another point I want to make. Be prayerful and listen to the Spirit of God. You know, during a trying time, and Lord is leading me to be transparent, and during the trying time of our lives, me and my husband, our house was in foreclosure, and three of our children were in college, and we were in between jobs because I would work sometimes with my husband, but this particular time we went to, our home was in Houston, and he had a job in South Carolina, and I was with him, but they wouldn't allow me to work on the job with him, so I had some little penny in a job that, you know, didn't make too much, but I was thankful for what God allowed me to do. Now, the enemy has stirred up plenty in the midst of that job site, because every job is different, and the people, the overseers of that particular job weren't paying my husband the incentives that he was promised, and because he wasn't part of their clique. And he was given the per diem for covering living expenses. But as a manager, he went on and acknowledged to the headquarters that they may need to check on safety matters. But thank God he went through. He didn't quit. He went through the process the whole 2 years of getting that job done, building that power plant. And once that job was completed, we went on to, he had to go to California. So I made it back to Houston. And then California, he had to split a $1,500 rent payment per month. Well, during this time, God directed me to put the house up for sale, and I did. And to make a long story short, God told me step by step the letter to type, asking for more time to get the house sold, and he told me to get the letter notarized and take it to court on court day. And there I was with no lawyer, but Jesus, who is the best lawyer ever. And there I was standing with a group of mortgage company lawyers and before the judge, and I had a potential buyer at that time, and it was like in October, somewhere along there. And the judge looked at the lawyers and asked, what was the absolute final day that I had? And they said February 20th. Well, when I asked for the extended time, God granted. And so that extended time was given to me by the judge. And being desperate, I had a potential buyer, and I had come down on the price for the buyer. Guess what? He didn't show up at closing. I just looked at the realtor and said, God's got this. And my husband was working in California, so the company was calling, his company was calling me to come to San Antonio to work, and I had put everything in storage, and my son and his friend helped me to move to San Antonio and didn't know anything about San Antonio. And in January, I started work, and the house was still on the market. And from finding the apartment and a church home and everything that I needed, God was in the midst. I counted it all joy, and he gave me joy in the midst of it all. And he surely kept me in peace, in perfect peace. So because I totally depend on him. So the second Sunday in February, the Lord told me to put $5 bill that I had in my pocket, put it on the altar during the sermon. And I'd never done that before, but I was obedient. And after service, I reached, went to my car, and by the time I got to my car, my phone rang. And it was the realtor telling me that we had a buyer for the house, and they were paying what we were asking. Oh, God, I tell you, he will intervene in any situation if you give it to him. Count it all joy. This was a period of time where I saw what the enemy meant to harm, God turned it for our good. I don't know why I had to share this, but I can truly say I counted every moment as joy in Christ Jesus, because I stood on what God said. His word is true. It goes forth and never returns void. He restored like never before after that situation. And I'm so grateful that he has allowed all of us to seek his face and say, we can count it all joy. James 12:12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I hope you got a thought from this message. I want to encourage you to count it all joy in Christ Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word, and I know God had you share that testimony because somebody is shouting, saying, yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I believe in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for that powerful, powerful word. Count it all joy. I know many of you all want to go back and listen to the replay number, and that is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the same participant code you called in on, 957-677-pound, or check out our website. We'll have this one posted soon, and it is themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages are archived, and definitely this is one of those that you will want to chew on for a while and encourage your heart and your soul that God will make a way out of no way if we trust in him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for this message that so resonated in our spirits and reminded our souls that all is well. Thank you for the handmaiden that delivered this message. We just speak virtue back into her spirit, her heart, her soul, for all she poured out to us. And we just thank you that the hearts of all those who listened were encouraged to remind that, God, you are more than able, that your word is real and it will not return void, and that as we trust you, as we lean on you, as we depend on you, you promised in your word in Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, that you do go before us and you make the crooked pathway straight. You make the rough places smooth. I thank you, Daddy God, for calling in the resources, calling in what is needed, calling in the healing, calling in the deliverance, calling in the restoration from the north, south, east, and west. Now we lift up our beloved sister, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We seek peace to her spirit, her mind, strength to her entire body, her family, and to her body as they celebrate life. We just thank you, Father, as we continue to lift up all of those who are affiliated with us, who've had family members who have transitioned that we know about, and even those we don't know. Daddy God, you know. But we thank you for the Artists International family. The blood of Jesus continue to rest on the doorposts of the founders, of all of the leadership, down to the advisor that joined last night. God, this company belongs to you. And we love you, we trust you, and we adore you. And we thank you that we seal this time together and this word. Oh, stir it up in our hearts that we will, with all that comes at us, count it all joy in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, just a few announcements that to remind you that June 10th and 11th, all roads head to Houston, encouraging you to make sure you go to your back office and get all the details and all the information, encouraging everyone to join us on this Thursday New Morning Motivational Call with Minister Byron the Rockin' Redman. And that number again is 641-715-3865, 641-715-3865, and the PIN code 539-598-POUND. So left anything out, chalk it up to my heart, not my head, because I am flying solo, but I think God got us. And again, Minister Brenda, thank you for that powerful word. And I tell you, that will be something that we can chew on all day, no matter what the enemy hurls at us, no matter what fiery darts come at us. We're going to smile and say, God's got it, and I'm going to count it all joy. Thank you, woman of God, if you'll come back and give us our benediction for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to just meditate on your word. And you told us to meditate on it day and night. So we will be like trees planted by the rivers of water. Father, I bring forth your love, your peace, and your glory, Father, above and around your people in such a miraculous way this day. Bless them, Father, like never before. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. We love you. Have a blessed day.